Monday morning pressure, tension, excitement for the Dublin Web Summit is building up. And I've dropped my daughter off to school and I'm going to work, and I very much got it in my head. Who am I going to meet at the Web Summit? How on earth am I going to find them? 3,000 people. You know, it's going to be a jamboree. I think it's going to be a matter of potluck. I do not think it's going to be very easy to find people in the RDS in Dublin. I would kind of wish that there was a little cafe outside the main precinct even, where I could even set up for an hour and tweet and say, are there any poets at the Dublin Web Summit? Come to the cafe and we'll have a little chat. Or what else am I mad about? Anybody at the Web Summit who's very keen on music and who would like to come for a musical conversation? Anybody who'd like to have a detailed conversation about branding, for example, or how you could be genuinely attractive in business? And I'd love to kind of have a quiet, out-of-the-way place, but not far away, so someone could just drop in for a chat. I could then set up a little recording studio in the cafe, if you like, hopefully the ambient sound wouldn't be too powerful, so that their voice would carry and be captured, and their emotions, their feelings. Maybe not everybody is excited about the Web Summit. It's possible that some people are very nervous, seriously nervous about it, because they have to present their new startup and they're hoping to get funding from people who have money, and or else they're hoping to get reputation from journalists. And I suppose that's the two things. It's two forms of capital, isn't it? It's kind of financial capital in the form of funding, or social capital in the form of reputation. So I wonder what people are doing. The other thing is that, you know, to get people to stop being in the hurly-burly of everything and feeling overwhelmed, and to stop and calmly sit for a few minutes and almost be mindful during the Web Summit in order to compose themselves. Perhaps have a little side conversation on a one-to-one basis about something dear to their heart. Maybe thereby talking about something that gives them a broader conversation than the kind of one-minute elevator pitch that everybody is kind of taught to be good at, or attempts to be good at. Anyway, there we are. Just a few early morning, Monday morning thoughts. I'm going to be doing a whole series of audio boos connected with the Web Summit. In fact, my audio boo channel is going to be fairly dominated for the rest of the week by the Web Summit. Paddy Cosgrave and Dara Hickey, I hope you're hearing this. I'm going to do this out of the goodness of my heart. You're not paying me to do this, and I'm utterly thrilled to do it, because I think this is a very important event, and I believe that I'm going to meet some wonderful, wonderful people who I never imagined I would meet. And it is indeed very exciting, but also kind of humbling to go into the arena with so many talented people. Bye.